We're to item 10, public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to make any public comment at this time on items that are not on the agenda? Mr. Parr. You have 2 minutes.
All right, here on the issues of, Mr. Travis, he told me about the VMRC meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago at VIMS. I was the only waterman that showed up, and it was a really important meeting. It's over ice and the oysters. And it's a lack of communication.
Just to be clear for the commission, that was a meeting that was called by the Virginia Department of Health to discuss.
I've had some questions about that, and I've talked to people.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Lieutenant Colonel Warner Rhodes wanted me to come up here to public comments and say it.
Okay.
It's a lot of lack of communication between that and the waterman. And it's a lot of lack of communication between the health department and FDA and the waterman. And I've been going to a lot of the meetings up until I got kicked off of the replenishing meeting because I wasn't able to speak. I raised my hand and was refused 6 times when he let one person speak twice and let Mr. Green speak twice. He never did let me speak, but that's minor. But the health department is telling us one thing, and then just like on the letter we got from the health department, which VMRC enforces, and that's tough on all of them because we told one thing by one person and something different by another. We get a letter from the health department saying that we don't have to ice the oysters down until 11 o'clock, May, 10 o'clock, June, July, August. All right, then they have the meeting at VIMS. We got to ice them down from the start. And if you don't have them iced down, you got to throw them overboard. Well, I knew what was going on, told some of the watermen what was going on, but that wasn't my job. I got a lot of reply from the watermen that morning. So I just said, hey, I'm not going to say any more to him. And one of them that replied had to throw his oysters overboard before 10 o'clock and had ice on there, which the buyer bought the oysters was paying $86 a ton for now, which is running up to a lot of cost. And that person knew what he was supposed to, but then he said, the letter says you don't have to have ice until 10 o'clock. It's a lot of lack of communication. And it's somebody needs to make improvements on it where things will work better, where we don't have any more cases in Maine or Massachusetts that's going to eventually end up shutting their business down. And this is very important. And when I go talk to people about it, they bluff me off and don't even listen to me, just like today. I'm not going to say any names, but halfway through the conversation, they walked off and started talking to somebody else. So I know they weren't listening. But this is stuff that you do need to listen to. Some of the watermen and then the mandatory reports, they're changing them, and that it's sort of impossible for me to fill my mandatory report out. And I've been here twice because I've come to a snag in April, and it's guys here that are coming in front of the board because they haven't filled their reports up. But I've been a waterman all my life, been to Fort Union Military Academy. As far as knowing what to do and fill the regulations out, it's so unclear. Today, I was under the pressure you fill one thing out for the whole month for the public season. That's what I did in January and February. Well, that's not the way it's happening. They said today you got to fill it out daily for the public and once a month for the private grounds. And we've never received any notification on the changes, and we were told. And then when you go to fill your reports out, you say, well, this is the way I did do it. But if I send it in that way, I know it's not going to be right. She's going to send it back. Then the amount of hours that you work and stuff, it needs to be looked at. And from my point of view, it's a problem that needs to be addressed. And everybody that I talk to doesn't even really want to talk to me, but because I get, like I did earlier, I get rung up because there's so many issues in this business, and it's tough. It's really tough to make a living at doing it. And at that meeting, all the agriculture people were notified. And that's who I sell some of my oysters to, agriculture people, now my wild oysters. And that's a good thing to know them. But as far as the watermen at the meeting, I was the only one there. And then after speaking a couple of times where I should have had feedback to them 7 or 8 times, they only let me speak twice. So I feel like attending the meetings, you're not what you're there to give feedback for. They don't want to hear it, and don't, I mean, it's something that needs to be addressed, and I'll just leave that at this.
Okay. I will say that I'm aware that Dr. Kroonenberg's with the health department is putting together an industry committee to hopefully bring a lot of clarity to this issue and get the word out to to folks like you.
Dr. Kroonenberg up in Richmond numerous times, and I get along with Bob great. I mean, I've fussed at him and I've worked with him on a lot of things, but we never got the letter from Julie Ray until 2 weeks after a lot of the guys had to throw their oysters over to be told that we had to ice the oysters from the store. And when we were under the impression and had a letter from the health department saying that we didn't have to ice them until 10 o'clock. And it's a lot of, as far as me putting it down to basic words, the left hand is not talking to the right hand and telling them all what to do. One's trying to tell you what to do, and the other one's trying to tell you, but they're not synchronizing together to get it to work together.
And I think that's what this industry committee that he's putting together will help
and
solve.
It's making it tough on us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I'll try and be quick. Hi, my name is John Forrest. I'm from Gwen's Island. I'm a commercial fisherman, been for my whole lifetime. And I took a tour last week of the commercial oyster hatchery on Gwen's Island, and I was really surprised at how sophisticated that place is. You all should, if you get a chance, should go take a look at it. It's unbelievable how much they've done there. And they told me they've already produced over a billion larvae this year for the replenishment programs and private leases and all. And yesterday I heard two rumors that I was pretty much thrown a monkey wrench into everything I was thinking of doing this year. One of them was I have to go to a public hearing in Virginia Beach with the National Marine Fisheries Service tonight. So I called a friend of mine and he said we're not going to have a spiny dogfish fishery this year. There will be no spiny dog fishing because the Europeans have blacklisted the Americans because two fish tested too high for PCBs. I don't know if y'all have heard that. Probably have. Anyway, so now that throws me back into the oyster business. So we're back into the oyster wars. So I heard another rumor yesterday, and this one really made me unhappy. I hope it's not true, but y'all, I confirmed the PCB thing this morning, so it's not a rumor. The oyster thing I heard, though, the guy said there's a plan underway to transfer all the public oyster rocks in Virginia to the oyster packing houses. I hope that's not true. To sell the oyster, you know, the rocks or something to the packing houses.
Who's spreading that rumor?
I get in trouble if I say the name, but, you know, I don't know. He said there was a plan underway to do this. So.
No. That's the first I've heard of it. Has staff heard that rumor?
No. Okay, that's all I had to say.
The dogfish issue is a serious one, and it is one that does potentially affect the marketing of all dogfish in the United States. The state has not closed the fishery. Virginia still has a quota. It is a question of whether or not there will be market for those fish.
Well, I talked with Spot this morning, and he said the two major companies that export to Europe have been blacklisted, and they can't get off the blacklist. The only way they could sell to Europe now is if they form a new corporation.
Yeah. I don't. You know more about it than I do at this point, but this board has done nothing to shut down the dogfish fishery. We very much still have a fishery, a season, quotas, permits. It's just a question. You need to talk to your buyers about what markets they will have and where that product might go.
Yeah, they said there's no domestic market. Okay.